Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bill, y'all.
Holy crap. What a weekend it was, huh? Damn. Need a couple of days off just to try and recuperate and recover from what was an amazing weekend in the world of sports, and we'll try to dissect it, make sense of it all. But like on every Monday, we got to plow through here, guys. We got to keep moving on because we got new series. We've got, of course, Major League Baseball right back at it here on a Monday. Plenty of opportunities for you guys to make it a profitable week. It starts right now. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez here. Make It Rain's the name of the show on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Want to thank you guys very much for stopping by on whatever platform it is that you are streaming here. And congratulations also to not only the Portland Trailblazers, the Golden State Warriors, as well as the Toronto Raptors, who have finally taken, I believe, Joe Carter off the mantle in the for the city of Philadelphia as the most hated athlete in the history of that city. I believe Kawhi Leonard's name will now go up in the Raptors. Joe Carter, it was a nice run. As much as you destroyed the Philadelphia Phillies back in the day and their fans in that city, there is a new sheriff in town.
And, this is the Eastern Conference semis, Joe.
Yeah it really doesn't make a damn bit of difference. It's the Sixers, ultimately.
I don't know. It's going in.
Yeah.
I think it was going in the whole time to me. I thought it was. Again, I thought it was obviously it's a nice lucky bounce.
Yeah, because I'm sure Philadelphia Sixer fans really give a crap whether it was the World Series or whether it was the playoffs in the NBA. Bottom line is they got killed by one guy, much like that city does every year. They're this close to doing it. They either shoot themselves in the foot or somebody just rises to the occasion on the opposing team, whether it would have been Joe Carter in Toronto or whether it would have been Kawhi Leonard for the Philadelphia 76ers. Bottom line is, Toronto's moving on. I guess congratulations, because I wouldn't celebrate too long. You've got this Greek freak waiting for you. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's had a few days rest. So, Kawhi had about 900 minutes yesterday. Needed every one of them to win, but you've got yourself quite a matchup coming there, Toronto. And I can tell you, Dan, looking at the numbers right now, Vegas doesn't think either one of these series is going to be very competitive. So we'll dive into some of the numbers here a little bit later this morning. But to me, from a fan standpoint, I don't know that you could have gotten anything better yesterday out of Game 7s than what you got coming down to the final wire. Isn't that really what Game 7s are supposed to be? You know, and for a few minutes in both of those games, we thought maybe one team or the other might have been running away with it, and we're going, oh, crap, great. You know, another 20-point blowout here. But the fans, I think, were the big winners yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Those and anybody who was watching the live totals in the Philly-Toronto game, literally in the first quarter, the total went all the way down to like 186, and it still went under. So, you could have gotten a little bit of play on that one. And also, I think you're right, Joe, when it comes to Toronto moving on. Did you see how much Pascal Siakam wanted no part of the ball in Game 7? Wouldn't want to shoot it, literally like, here, Kawhi, you take it. So, yeah, Kawhi is going to have to sack up and be Iron Man a little bit more if they expect to dethrone the Bucks. But Game 7's best two words in all the sports, and they delivered yesterday, both in Denver and up north in Toronto.
Yeah, there's no way around it. It was, It was an exciting game seven. It was an exciting Sunday. Friday night also, we'll talk about Golden State and the reminder, I guess, because it seemed a lot of people forgot that they are the champs. And until somebody actually steps on their head and throat or drops them on their head in the, like we saw in the UFC over this weekend, they are still going to, like, they are never going to die. They are never going to go away. They are, without a doubt, the epitome of what a champion is, and they will just, they're not going to bow out like a lot of people thought they would. So, new news on Kevin Durant, as well as Boogie Cousins. We'll get you caught up with all of that. We'll talk a little UFC here this morning as some controversy surrounds the UFC and what happened there in the championship fight. But don't forget Major League Baseball with, again, It was trying to count all the runs between what the between what the Red Sox scored and what the Astros scored this weekend. They were football scores. Yeah. Like, you put the three game series against Seattle and that three game series against Texas, and I swear you've got, it's like 28-6. You would have looked at it and be like, oh, we got ourselves a football game here. Just showing you the. And this is what I'm worried about in Major League Baseball, Dane. The disparity between the haves and the have-nots in this league is growing day by day. And it's getting scarier in this sport because I don't know where it goes from here. I really don't. I mean, here we are, what, 8 weeks, 2 months into the season, and we already know who the haves and who the have-nots are. And I don't know how you even close that gap. I really don't.
I don't know that we do close the gap, Joe. I think you just try to take advantage of it betting-wise.
Yep.
You know, I think that's what it comes down to, Joe. You know, you talk about the haves and have-nots. I think it's not only in the teams, but also in starting pitching. We talked about it last week, you know, the kind of home run or nothing, three true outcomes. And I think what it comes down to, Joe, is you either have a pitcher who can handle that and kind of still be good or dominant, or you don't. And if you don't, you're going to continue to see offense with this launch angle, stringing home runs together, and this more efficient offense, you know? And we're going to see these high totals. Unless you are a truly strong pitcher, it's been watered down and offenses are taking over.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really, really is. First five for me or not. We'll talk about all of that. Coming up, mm-hmm. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank Wright. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
Unbelievable. It really, really was, man. Live by the doink, die by the quadruple doink, because I'm not sure that anybody and the replays in that game last night said it all. As that thing was bouncing around four times, there wasn't a person out of their seat in Toronto. They were all simply holding their breath, thinking that it was going to overtime. And a lot of people did. Unfortunately, the basketball guards are like, yeah, no, we've got enough. We got other things to do here on a Sunday. So let's go ahead and just make sure that basket goes in. And that's exactly what happened. Kawhi Leonard, basketball god, exactly why he was brought to Toronto to do just that last night as Toronto takes down the Sixers. Game 7 here, moving on to take the Milwaukee Bucks. Want to welcome you in here as we help you make it rain on a Monday. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. A whole bunch of Game 7s here over the weekend. We'll dive into them, including Portland doing the unthinkable. They went ahead and beat Denver in Denver. Last I checked, that wasn't supposed to happen, or at least that's what the majority of people thought, that it wasn't supposed to happen. But that's why they go ahead and play the game. And then, of course, on Friday, we've got an epic look and a shining example of what winners look like and how they act, and how losers look like and how they act. And nothing is going to change that. No analytics, no nothing, really. That's the reality of the Houston Rockets. But we'll start here with that final call there, as Kawhi Leonard does just about everything humanly possible in order to be able to advance. And it wasn't pretty by any stretch of the imagination, but let's face it, Game 7s are not pretty. But I think if you are the Sixers here today, it isn't that shot, I think, that should be bothering you as much, because let's face it, it's great players make great shots at big moments on the biggest stage. No shock. It wasn't Siakam who made that shot. Lowry. It was Kawhi Leonard. So you should take some solace in the fact knowing that Kawhi was the one who beat you and it wasn't some third stringer on the end of the bench there that nobody's heard of. The thing that would bother me as a Sixer and a Sixer fan is how bad the Raptors outplayed you down the stretch. And Toronto took 24 more field goals than the Sixers did. They out-rebounded Philly 16-5 on the offensive glass. And really, down the stretch there, the final 3 minutes, you had basically had four shot clock violations in the fourth quarter. Two of them happened, three straight in a row? I mean, the final three minutes, you had 1 point. You know, you were going for a stretch there, I think. The final, outside of the last 60 seconds, the previous 2.5, 3 minutes, you had 1 point. You had opportunity after opportunity. You kept turning the ball over. You somehow or another couldn't dissect the defense. You couldn't get a good look. The shot clock violations are it was just absolutely awful. I mean, the game was tied at 85 apiece, 2 minutes left. And what are you guys, the next three possessions that the Sixers have? Shot clock violation. Butler airballed a three. Tobias Harris turned the ball over. Shot clock closing in on zero. And that was really That was the crux of what happened at the end of that game. They did an amazing job, as ugly as that game was, keeping pace with Toronto. Toronto kept trying to pull away, and Philadelphia kept pulling back. And it was some of the worst shooting we have ever seen from these two teams. That over under, that total closed at 212 and a half. And it was quite obvious when you score 13 points in the first quarter, if you're the Sixers, but you're still in it because Toronto couldn't muster more than 20 some odd points. Congratulations, guys. The total wasn't going to come even remotely close. So I hope you did jump on and do a little live betting, because that was like a stock market plunge right going on there. It opened up. All of a sudden you had 213. Then it was, 208. Then it was 202. Then it was 198. Then it was 195, 190, 180. And it just kept going down and down and down throughout that entire game. But the thing that didn't change, of course, was the second half line comes back out. The second half line was, 110 and 109 and a half, 110 in a lot of books. I don't know what the hell game they were watching, thinking that that was somehow or another, like these guys were all going to turn it on and they were going to start shooting 60% from the field. But that didn't happen. But to me, the real story of that game, Dane, was the inability down the stretch, final 2-3 minutes of that game, of them with the best starting five, right? The better players. Yep. Not being able to get anything generated on offense, Jimmy Butler included. That's the real story here. And if they want to be pissed at anything, they should be pissed at themselves.
Yeah, I hear you. Also, you know, Philly was up in the fourth quarter for a little while. They were playing well. There was a point in time where you mentioned Jimmy Butler. I think Jimmy Butler kind of carried the weight on his shoulders for a while there. He looked injured at one point, right? He was like, you know, in agony on the bench, and then all of a sudden he looked like the only option because he was, you know, Redick is a catch and shoot kind of guy, right? They were saying if Redick is taking shots off the bounce, that's great for the defense, you know? I mean, Ben Simmons as the slasher, he didn't really want it. It looked like it was Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, the only ones like willing to take shots in crunch time. But you're right, it was weird. There were like three or four straight possessions where they just did not get a shot off. And you could see it with like 5 seconds left in the shot clock. It was Jimmy Butler in the corner, you know, and then he had to try and do something. It was absolutely interesting there. The Raptors, their half-court defense definitely made their presence felt. But I got to tell you something. I was on Toronto on this series, as you know. I was all about the Raptors, saying that Kawhi was going to be able to show up. But I also thought guys like Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry were going to help out. This was really Kawhi Leonard all on his own. There were many times in that game, Joe, where Pascal Siakam had the ball and wanted no part of shooting, was literally looking around like, who can I give this to? It looks like he was not ready for the moment. While I'll say Jimmy Butler looked ready, Tobias Harris looked ready, they just couldn't get anything going offensively in crunch time. It was weird. And Joe, we've talked a lot about Joel Embiid in this series. Can we talk about him like literally crying like a little baby, bawling on the court after the game and like walking up into the tunnel? You know, like, okay, I get it. You lost. I get it. It was a close back and forth kind of series. But he was literally like crying like a little baby. I think this is just more like the millennial aspects that Embiid wants the attention always on him, whether it's his diarrhea or him, you know, being over emotional at the end. I'm a little bit tired of Joel Embiid for this team. And when I look forward for Philadelphia, you know, this is a team that have a lot of free agents on the docket, right? Harris and Butler, chief among them. And also, like, they decided to go all in on the process this year. Instead of building slowly, this is when they cast their chips in to acquire some of these guys and go for it. I am very interested to see what the Sixers look like. Do Butler and Harris stay? I don't think so. Who else will come? What will this team be constituted like moving forward? But they got 7 months to think about it.
Crying aside, they're not in this game if it isn't for Joel Embiid. He played 45 minutes of the 48 allotted in that game. While
six
he
of
was
18
on the court.
From the floor.
Yeah,
six of 18.
But again, while he was on the court for the 45 minutes, they were plus 10. Yeah. When he was off for 3 minutes in a 2-point game, guys, they were minus 12. So you want to know who the biggest impact player for the Philadelphia 76ers was? For 45 minutes, it was Joel Embiid, because the minute he left the court, in 3 minutes, you managed to go minus 12 when he was on the bench. That was the biggest problem as well. So say what you want about him crying. I get it. It's who he is. It's this generation of player. He's only 25. You'll have people making excuses left and right, but there is no excuse and there is no denying. You're plus 10, 45 minutes with him on the court. The guy sits down for 3 minutes and you go minus 12 in a 2-point loss. That's killer. It's absolutely killer. You got to get this guy, somebody else to step up, please, anybody. And not Greg Monroe, who played 2 minutes and was minus 9. Like, how the hell does that happen?
They have just players. It's just about having the right mix of players.
Yeah, well, coach is probably gone too, but going to be an interesting offseason for the Sixers. We'll talk about the Trailblazers coming up next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based season projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
That Albert Pujols 2,000 RBI, that's worth something. If, you know, for 500 home run ball, that's worth something. You know, I said before the game, I'm anal like that. I would do research. How much that ball worth? Just in case it comes into my possession, I'd want to know.
I wouldn't call it anal. I'd call it smart, because you're already walking in there. You don't walk in to know and know not what's going on. Say the guy, because you know some guy's going to try to lowball you. Say, hey, buddy, here's a couple $100 and a hot dog.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network on a Monday. Welcome in as we make it rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Hope the weekend was a profitable one for you. Plenty of chances for you guys to go ahead and make a few bucks here. It started, of course, on Friday with Golden State. Worked its way into a couple of Game 7s yesterday. You mix in a little Major League Baseball. You throw in a little golf. And, of course, some UFC. And you've got yourself a jam-packed weekend in the world of sports. And the other Game 7, of course, didn't disappoint either. The early game yesterday on a Mother's Day. And hope all the moms had a good time yesterday. But it was Portland getting to the conference, moving on to the conference finals to take on a Golden State Warriors team who took care of business as usual, without Kevin Durant as usual. Steph Curry rises to the occasion as usual. It's the same old story over and over and over, but we keep the recency bias is amazing. That we seem to forget. You're always a champion, once a champion, always a champion, until you actually beat them. And they were never going to get beat by Houston because, quite honestly, the only thing Houston is really good at is beating themselves. So now awaiting them is the Portland Trailblazers. Good news and bad news about that, and we'll talk about that. But, let's face it. The game in Denver was anything but a sure thing. They were down 16 points. It was one of the biggest comebacks in a game seven that we have seen. And when talking about that game, you're not talking about Dame Lillard. You're talking about his better half there, CJ McCollum, who did everything, just much like Kawhi Leonard and what he did for the Toronto Raptors yesterday. CJ McCollum was that guy yesterday. Not a sidekick, guys. This is another star. The backcourt of C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard is one that should be feared. And I had made the comment when they took down, when they ended up taking down the Oklahoma City Thunder. I said the thing that impressed me the most about the Portland Trailblazers is that when you heard them talk and you watched them, the open wounds of the non-success that they have had over the last couple of years with this core of guys, it rang true. I mean, they were pulling from that experience every time they had their backs against the wall. They did it in the first series, and they did it multiple times in this series without Damian Lillard actually even being the main guy, everybody else stepping up. And that is kind of contagious. And I had said that, you know, it's very hard to learn how to win if you don't learn how to lose first. And they're the only team in this left here that has actually been there, done that, knows heartbreak, knows what it's like to lose, to get bounced out, knows what it's like to go into an off season with the could have, should have, would have, what would have been. And it is this Portland Trailblazers team who has never quit, never died. We never talked about, like we did Boston and Portland, about these guys giving up. I mean, backs against the wall, right? Game six, they got to win at home. They do. Going on the road, game seven. I spent hours over the weekend looking for anybody who was backing Portland that wasn't actually a Portland homer fan. I am talking every handicapper I know. I scoured and tried to find anybody. What do you think of the game? What do you think of everybody and their mother had Denver either on the money line or 5.5. It wasn't even up for discussion. Like, I couldn't even get the question out before the answer was Denver. And let this be a lesson here in the sports betting world. When everybody tells you to go left, there is a good chance going right is probably the most profitable decision that you can make. And sure enough, down 16, people were sticking a fork in Portland yesterday. And you know, that funny thing happened, Dane, that whole you got to learn how to lose before you can learn how to win thing. It happened. And I'll tell you this, best thing that probably could have happened to Denver was having to go through this, because next year,
right,
Denver is going to be an absolute beast. I just want to know what would Portland be like if they had Nurkic? Like, yeah. what would this team be like with Nurkic? So I think the futures are bright for both of these teams, but there was no denying this is Portland's year, and you could see the difference between a team who's been there, done that, never quit, is never, you know, I don't care, never been a favorite in this series. You could see them go, yeah, I don't think so here, guys. They never wilted. They never fell. They didn't panic. There was nothing. It was guys stepping up, taking care of one another. They're a dangerous team. I know Vegas doesn't seem to think so against Golden State, but that backcourt is, you know, don't put it past them. Golden State's going to be in for a fight. This is not going to be an easy series, but kudos to Denver on a great year. But maybe the best thing that happened is that they went home a loser yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Joe. Denver this year is developing like the calluses on their skin that they need for the next few years, right? The exact calluses that Portland does have from their last two or three years and their playoff exits. I remember you said it, I said it, this idea that, you know, you said that look in their eye. I am reminded of C.J. McCollum's press conference where he said he didn't want to go see his brother play in Europe, right? He ain't going to be able to make it this time around. The look in their eyes, that sort of thing. I think you're absolutely right. If you look at the Western Conference over the last, oh, I don't know, 4 years, right? It's been Golden State as the reigning king, and then it's been Houston as that team that people thought was the, like, legitimate contender. I'm glad that we see another team get their shot at the champs, and that be the Portland Trailblazers. This Trailblazer team has been the third seed, like, the last 3 years in a row, okay? So this is no fluke from Portland, okay? They have, like I've been saying, the calluses of losing. Like you say, they learn how to lose. That look is definitely in their eye. And also, Joe, you got to think about it, right? This guard play is going to give them a puncher's chance against anybody, okay? Like, honestly, Damian Lillard may be the most quote-unquote clutch player in this series. If we look at the backcourts, right, we know Steph and Klay are like, oh, the best shooting backcourt of all time, right? But Lillard and McCollum have got to be the second or third best backcourt in the entire NBA as well. Like, these guys almost cancel each other out. And now with no Kevin Durant for the Golden State Warriors, this is going to be very, very interesting. You are right. They toil up in the Pacific Northwest. People are starting to understand that Damian Lillard is one of the best point guards in the NBA. Do not forget about C.J. McCollum. The kid comes from a small school in the Lehigh Valley. His team beat Duke in the NCAA championship on the strength of C.J. McCollum in March Madness. These guys have been there. They have done that. I do think it is them taking that next step forward against all odds on the road in Game 7. They really showed me something. And when you say Vegas doesn't give them a chance, you know, to use the boxing axiom, like, they've got a puncher's chance, because on any given night, Lillard and McCollum can keep up with, if not outproduce, Klay and Steph. And I think that is where this is going to be won. It's going to be very interesting to see. I believe Portland is a live dog on any given night because of those two. And you're right, Joe. They have, like, kind of, we talk about Philly trusting the process. This is the real process, you know, gaining the experience over time. And Portland has moved on in their process, and they're going to take their shot at the champs. I think you're right. Denver is getting the calluses in 2 or 3 years. Let's not forget, Jamal Murray is 21 years old, Joe. Nikola Jokic is kind of new to the spotlight. The arrow on this team is up. In the same way as Philadelphia, I'm like, uh-oh, they might break it up because of the free agency. If you're Denver, you got to love where you are, because, listen, you are now a free agent destination. You're telling me you don't think they're going to be guys that are, you know, all-stars? They're going to be like, I want to be the third and fourth option there for that team that's on the rise? That's definitely the future is bright in Denver, but now is the time for Portland to finally take their shot. They've cracked through the level where Houston has been in the Western Conference for the last few years, and I'm excited to see someone else take their shot at the champs. I think Lillard and McCollum are going to put a little fear in anybody, including Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors.
Here is McCollum afterwards about that whole mid-major college situation.
Honestly, I got enough motivation. I got it out the mud. I went to Lehigh University. You know what I'm saying? No one's ever been drafted from there before. So for me, it's just about showing what I can do every night and keeping the door open for the next mid-major.
And really, guys, that's what it is. That's the epitome of what this is. Portland team is. It is a bunch of guys that have always been overlooked because they're in Portland, because they've been number three seeds, because they've been in a situation where nobody's ever really taken them seriously. Why? Because they've never actually ever taken that next step. And I think that's the whole, you know, that's the whole thing here with this team, is that edge. And maybe you're not the most talented. You've got some players, but maybe you're not most talented. Maybe you're not the most, you know, deep when it comes to bench play. But ultimately, at the end of the day, especially in a game seven, the thing that matters the most here, people, is being able to get punched and being able to get back up and wanting it and willing yourself and elevating everyone else around you. And it's a great lesson, not just in sports, but it's a great lesson in life when nobody gives you the benefit of the doubt except the guys that you are surrounded with. You know, surround yourself with winners and you'll be amazed to see what happens, you know, with your own life. And that's exactly what you've got here. You got a bunch of guys with chips on their shoulder who can play, who may not be. And I don't think these guys were nearly as talented as what Denver is. But what they had is they had a belief in themselves and they wanted it more. They went out and got it. They owned the moment. They never panicked. And maybe not enough can be said about the job Damian Lillard did in this game. Not because he was incredibly cold from shooting, but he was absolutely incredibly. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Right.
But what he did was he didn't impede what was going on with CJ McCollum. In fact, he found other ways to be able to go ahead and contribute. He racked up 10 boards. He had 8 assists. Mm-hmm. He had 13 points. And he didn't take unnecessary shots. Like, he did everything in his power to recognize McCollum's got the hand. Here's what we're going to do.
Let's
that means no egos, guys. I mean, you have any idea how ridiculous that is? Look at the Sixers and look at Portland right now. Mm-hmm. You want to see where you want to go? That's where you want to go. So congratulations to the Trailblazers. We'll talk about what's coming up next for them.
More here.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
So NFL rookie football development programs begin this week as football development programs. That's it there. Yep. Those who were drafted at the 2019 NFL draft are trying to get assimilated into the NFL lifestyle. Be a pretty good idea for serious fantasy football enthusiasts as well as NFL bettors to start assimilating yourself to the 2019 season as well. And Roto Experts, they've got you covered. Their 2019 NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package comes with the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. along with Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts. They'll be providing NFL Dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. They'll also be providing you with all the data and insight you need to be successful at the betting window. So save 10% now, rotoexperts.com. Promo code FNTSY, that's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY for the 2019 NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. And we want to welcome you guys in here on this Monday as we try to pick up the pieces on what was a unbelievable weekend in the world of sports, delivering anticipation, urgency, game sevens. Doesn't get it really just doesn't get any better than what we witnessed here this weekend. Kudos to the Portland Trailblazers. Kudos to the Toronto Raptors being the last man standing there, advancing to their conference finals as the Golden State Warriors await the Portland Trailblazers and that Greek freak Giannis getting ready, who's just been kind of hanging out there, hot tub, doing a whole nine, being like, all right, guys, anybody want to win? We're waiting for you here. It's coming. It's now the Eastern Conference Finals, the Western Conference Finals. Ultimately, there will be an NBA champion here.
Can I tell you what I'm most excited about, though? Can I tell you what I'm most excited about?
You and I
are now done with the ridiculously late tip-offs when there's two games a night. Because now, in the conference finals, there's only one game, and even when it's on the West Coast, I think it tips at like 9 o'clock. So we're done with the 10:30 p.m. Eastern time tips.
They're not squeezing one in? Do they stagger it or no? They don't.
Yeah, because it's like Tuesday is the Western Conference, then Wednesday's East, and Tuesday's the West.
Okay.
Back and forth, and the Western Conference games tip off at 9 p.m. Eastern, which is a lot better than 10:30. So, we could be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And I think they only put two games together on weekend days, you know, on a Sunday, let's say. And those are like, you know, the 3 and 6:30. So we can get some shut-eye, brother, man.
I was going to say hallelujah, man. East Coast wins out. That's the biggest headline.
That's the headline, my friend.
disgusted with all of that last week
with those games tipping at 10:30, the Houston games or the Portland games.
Just terrible. Absolutely terrible that they put everybody on the East Coast through that. But you know what? Like you said, here we are now. We get to we get to move forward. Conference championships, the moments we've been looking for. And a star-studded affair. I know there's no LeBron, but we've got some other guys that that are certainly going to take center stage, which is really cool. And, you know, we were talking about Portland and – you know, much like Golden State proved on Friday, having that heart of a champion, having that experience of been there, done that. Maybe the best thing I can make an argument. Maybe the best thing that ever happened to Golden State along their path here and this run is the fact that they did lose a game seven to Cleveland. And, you know, that kind of just motivated them. The fact that they won all those games during that year and still lost in the end, you know, it's that whole ability to get knocked down and have that feeling to be able to motivate you. Yeah, to move on. And that's what Portland has been about. And as well as McCollum delivered yesterday, congratulations. The other players around him, the way Damian Lillard, who knew he wasn't making any shots, kind of got out of the way and did nothing but facilitate for CJ McCollum and took some of the pressure off of him and then added other things. I also don't think enough can be said about Enes Kanter, who's got one arm, right? He's fasting. The dude is on Rob. Like this guy, and he is showing up and balling out every time he is on the damn court. Like, guys, this team for Portland, they may not be talented enough to beat Golden State, granted, okay? But I got to tell you, man, this is a team that we should, and history should look back on and be like, you know what, guys, these guys are the epitome of what it means to, we may not be the biggest, we may not be the baddest, but don't count us out. And it's been an amazing story all year long. I could not be happier, all good guys, but that's what it's all about. And the polar opposites, what we saw with the Sixers, what we've seen with the Celtics, guys that can't figure it out, can't put it on, quit, those types of things. This Portland is a special group of guys As is Golden State, as is Toronto, and as is Milwaukee here. I do think moving forward here, Dane, talent will ultimately win out at this point in the game. But it's been a hell of a ride so far, I got to admit. This Portland story, if it doesn't fire you up, I don't know what will.
Hey, Joe, you know I've been on Portland. You know I have a soft spot in my heart for Portland. Always have, always will. And it's a shame, to be honest, at this point that we don't have Nurkic there, right? That these guys don't get their shot when they're at full strength. Speaking of full strength, they're going to lose Rodney Hood, it looks like, to a knee injury. He's going to be gone for pretty much this series. And you know what? I think that furthers this narrative even more, Joe, because, you know, they're playing the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry, right? You know who's going to wind up soaking all that Rodney Hood minutes and production? Little brother, you know, Seth Curry, right? And if that's not the exact kind of point of this narrative, right? You got the Portland Trailblazers, kind of the little brother, the little engine that could with a puncher's chance, going up against the big boy at the table, the Golden State Warriors, and older brother Steph. I wonder who the Currys, and we made the fun about Sonya Curry, right, on Mother's Day. She didn't have to travel from game to game because big brother Steph closed it out in six. But they're going to have to be wearing the, like, half jerseys in this series, right? You know, like, half Steph, half Seth Curry. That's going to be interesting. And I think that's kind of a fitting embodiment and encapsulation of it. You got Seth Curry going up against his big brother. And I think Portland has a puncher's chance because of Lillard and McCollum. They can get hot on any given night. But you're right. I do think ultimately the talent and the cream rises to the top and Golden State will advance. But I think this Portland Trailblazers team should be celebrated. And again, the same as I said about Denver, if you're a Tobias Harris, if you're a Nikolai Vukovic in Orlando, if you're a Harrison Barnes, if you're one of these kind of forwards that are a free agent and you're looking at a team like Denver, if you're looking at a team like Portland, you could see yourself maybe as the cherry on top. I think Portland and Denver are both very attractive destinations for free agents this summer. I think one of them is going to get a max guy to kind of augment them for the future as they continue to build the calluses from losing and eventually take their shot at the champs. Remember, Golden State, we think, is going to be depleted going into next year as well. These are teams on the rise. I know you like Sacramento as well, Joe, but these are definitely teams where the arrow is pointing up and Portland still gets their chance, although I think the Cinderella story comes to an end because, honestly, Rodney Hood was really important for them as a streaky third kind of shooter, and they're going to be now without him as well. You know, Nurkic gone, now Hood gone. They've done a lot to add to this talent. Guys like Evan Turner, guys like Zach Collins, who people wondered why they drafted him. You know, this is why they drafted him, okay? He's going to fill in admirably there as well. But I think the little engine that could ultimately runs out of gas against the champs, but they should be celebrated for what they're doing here.
We're going to make a rule here on this show.
What's that?
From now on, I don't ever want to hear about how Golden State is not Golden State until they actually lose, because the stories of their demise are just, they've been rolling in now for, it's always
like
been all year long.
Patriots, Joe.
It's like enough already, guys. Like exactly, like enough. Like, talk to me when they lose, and then we'll talk about, you know, what the future of the Golden State is, because they proved once again, Durant or no Durant, they're right. That nucleus of they got going on there, and also the bench players who everyone said, oh, the bench is dead. Really? Because that bench balled out, man, on Friday night. I mean, come on, man. I'm so tired of hearing about how Golden State is on a decline. Yeah, I'll tell you what. When they lose, then we'll have the conversation. But until then, let's enjoy the fact that for the first time in the history of the conference championships, brothers are going to be going at it. And here was Seth Curry on facing Big Brother here.
Have you heard from your brother yet? And what do you think of that Golden State team?
Yeah, I talked to him last night and then talked to him. Right, he texted me right after the game. He said, I'll see you Tuesday. So I'm looking forward to it.
How do your parents do the drawing? Who's wearing the Blazers gear?
I don't know. We'll find out.
How surreal is that you're going to be playing your brother in the Western Conference Final?
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's hard to believe right now. So many years I've watched Steph playing the Western Conference Finals, the NBA Finals, being in the crowd. So it's going to be fun to be out there on the court competing to get to that final. So, I mean, it's a dream come true for us two, obviously, but our families are going to have a lot of fun with it as well.
Yeah, and you just make travel arrangements a hell of a lot easier for the folks, too, which is also...
Yeah, they got houses to stay in.
Yeah, they're good to go there now, so it doesn't make a difference what side they're going. But listen, the future is bright for not only
you
Portland...
You think they stay with each other? You think, like, Ayesha Curry, like, Steph's wife, like, stays at his brother-in-law's house when the series is in Portland?
Yeah,
and the kid,
I
you think
that.
Her and the kids, they stay at Uncle Seth's house?
I mean, they probably all have pretty big houses enough to do it, but I'm sure there's a Four Seasons or a Ritz-Carlton somewhere in Portland that she's probably also staying out there without a doubt. But you listen, I wish it's going to be a lot of fun no matter what happens the rest of the way. Nurkic comes back next year, and this is going to be, the emergence now, another year under Zach Collins and Seth Curry. These guys here are going to be... If they can add, they don't even need another. What they need are some additional bench players, some role guys in there that they can get. The nucleus of this team is in pretty good shape, and kudos to them. I mean, it's been a long road. Enes Kanter, Rodney Hood has bounced around. I mean, these guys, unbelievable job that they have done this year. And like you said, for Denver... Denver's not going anywhere, guys. Denver's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Jamal Murray is 21 years old.
That kid is just going 21. To be unbelievable. I would have loved to have seen those two big Polish dudes there, Nurkic and Jokic, go at it.
Yeah,
it
right?
was a lot of fun this series. But that's okay. It's the future
it
is bright for the NBA. Yeah, this next wave of guys that are coming up for the NBA, it's in pretty good shape. But again, we still don't know who's going to replace that, that Mount Rushmore there, the face of the NBA once LeBron goes away. But we do know that the talent level in the NBA, probably some of the best that we have seen in a long, long time. These young guys are balling out. See, it's amazing what happens. LeBron steps aside and bam, look at that. Everyone else seems to rise to the occasion.
Oh,
but
it's like
when
Tiger went away. All these young golfers.
Hell of a season. It's going to be one hell of an offseason. It's going to be one hell of a championship. Ultimately, initial thoughts, yes, Milwaukee and Golden State, I think, is probably the matchup we should all hope for, that we should all want, because I do think those are the two best teams left. The question to me is going to come is how much can Toronto take out of Milwaukee in this next 7-game series, and how much can Portland, and how healthy can Golden State Warriors get before the end of that series? I think that'll determine also what happens in the championship. But buckle up, NBA fans. Going to be a hell of a ride. Plenty of ways to make money. We'll talk about some series prices, early look-ahead lines. We'll give you all the numbers from Vegas. We'll do that coming up here as we make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
What are we fighting for? The fantasy footballers audience, Bogman? We're not getting them.
Well, we're not getting that. So.
Right, we're not getting that audience. We're getting ESPN. We're not getting them.
No, our SEO's not good enough. So
no, we can't even get the crumbs.
We don't have voices deep enough to get that type of an audience.
Well, all you got
to
do is change it 4 years in and just change it and it'll be good. But that's a great joke.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Big week here in the golf world, too. Tiger Woods getting ready to take center stage, PGA Championship, the next major here. A lot on the line for him. We'll dive into to some of that here coming up next hour as we take a preview of the PGA Championship out in Long Island. Bethpage Black, a course that I grew up playing, know it very, very well. It is a behemoth there. I'm not sure what the weather has been like there, but usually that course in the summer plays a lot different than it does in the spring. And I don't know how much rain you guys have had or haven't had over there, but it is definitely worth monitoring as the week moves on, because that course, there's a big difference between playing in dry conditions and wet conditions on what is a behemoth Bethpage Black. It's, the U.S. Open was always played in the summer, so when we've seen that course with these guys, and when Tiger won the Open, it was very dry during the summer. That's not the case now, so it'll be worth keeping an eye on. But this was the tweet I woke up to this morning. Kind of pissed me off to no end here. And this is the whole mentality here, Dane, of the participation trophy that drives me nuts. So Scott Piercy is a guy that I had played over the weekend there to win the Byron Nelson Classic. Had him at 40-1 as well. And this is a guy that played 72 holes, didn't make one bogey. Nope. Hit 60 out of 72 greens. Was 12 of 12 scrambling. Yes. And you know what? Shot 7 under yesterday on Sunday. And still lost. Finished second. So, of course, Brandel Chamblee there from the Golf Network's got to go ahead and point all these out and start, you know, with the golf clap. Like, I know he didn't win, but, you know, the last time somebody did that, it's been a forever, but really, kudos. So, you know, of course, I had to write, like, yeah, great job, dude. Yeah, except we don't give out participation trophies in sports betting, okay? And I bet you anything, Scott Piercy, all right, would have traded a friggin' bogey for the trophy. Don't you think so there, Brandel Chamblee? Like, stop. Please, especially in golf. Like let's stop awarding and clapping for dudes who were so close to me. Like, nobody cares. Stop it. Piss me off. Especially close for those of us that had him at 41.
Horseshoes and grenades, Joe. Close is only good in horseshoes and grenades, my friend.
I know he didn't win. Well, that's all you got to say. Like, start the post with, I know he didn't win, and nothing else matters after that. Lots. All right, hour number two coming up here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.